babe, you'll be a grown-up all your life. You only get to be a cub once, you know.
I hate being a cub!
Why, baby bear?
Come on, why, baby bear?
Well, at school, nobody likes me.
But all your teachers like you.
So what? I don't have to eat lunch with them. They don't shoot spitballs and paper clips at me. They don't call me names.
What sort of names?
Please tell us, what sort of names?
Geek.
Geek? Why on earth would they call you that?
I don't know. They say all I do is study, study, study.
There, there, don't cry. It'll be all right, won't it, Papa Bear?
Sure it will. Don't you see, Baby Bear? They're just jealous.
Jealous? Why?
Because you get better grades than they do.
I do.
Yes, your teachers tell me you're the best in your class.
I am.
Yes, you are. And years from now, you'll be head of some big company. Or maybe a famous artist or scientist. And they'll all be pumping honey for a living.
Why?
Because you're smarter than they are, Baby Bear. And the smart bears are the ones that grow up to be somebody.
Why?
Because they're the ones who give us what we need to survive.
Like who?
Well, there was Pericles, the great leader of ancient Greece, Benjamin Franklin. We have electricity thanks to him. Ludwig von Beethoven, who wrote great music even when he was deaf. And Albert Einstein, who changed our understanding of time and space. They were all smart bears just like you.
What about lady bears, Mama?
Lady bears? Well, there was Susan Bear Anthony. She fixed it so Mama Bears could vote. Amelia Bearheart, that famous bear plane pilot. And Mary McLeod Bearthune, who fought hard for civil rights. And, of course, Her Royal Highness Queen Elizabeth.
Well, Bear Clanya rules the king.
So you see, just because being smart isn't cool doesn't mean it isn't the best way to be. So always remember, school is for learning, not calling people names. There's lots of time after school for playing games. The only way to win in this buried bear world is keep your head on straight and your claws curled.
You mean they hate me just 'cause I'm smart?
They don't hate you, Baby Bear. They just don't understand you, and that makes them afraid.
Afraid? Afraid of me?
Everyone's afraid of what they don't understand. These cubs in your class deal with their fear by picking on you.
But Mama Bear, what do I do? I don't want them to pick on me.
Why don't you pretend not to be so smart? That's what we did, right, Mama Bear?
Right, Papa Bear.
You mean you were geeks too?
That's right. Only back then the term was twerps. Right, Mama?
Yes, twerp.
But now I'm head bear at the honey refinery, and Mama's a famous lawyer.
Oh, okay. But how do I not be smart?
Don't raise your paw in class all the time.
But I always know the answer.
Some of them might know it too, baby bear, but they're not as quick as you are. Let them have a chance.
But what if the teacher calls on me? What do I say?
Three little words, honey. I don't know.
I don't know, but it's a lie. It's wrong to lie.
Yes, usually it is. But if the other cubs think you're not so smart, they might be nice to you. They might help me out here, honey.
Baby bear, you don't have to lie to your teachers. But if the other cubs want some help with their homework, if you say you don't know, you'll be helping them figure it out for themselves. Think of it more like pretending. Pretend you don't know, just like you pretended to be Abraham Lincoln in that school play you just did.
Well, all right, but you better be right about this.
So what's for dinner, Mama Bear?
Salmon blackberry porridge.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite.
Mine too.
What's the occasion?
I won the case today.
You mean Brown Bear versus Board of Education?
That's right. Now bears and humans can go to the same schools and learn more about each other.
Congratulations, honey. Isn't that exciting, baby bear? You'll have some new friends to play with.
Great. They're probably all as dumb as the cubs in my class.
Now, baby bear, give them a chance. You'll like them, you'll see. Now here's to Mama Bear, the greatest lawyer in the world.
Yay, Mama Bear!
Thanks, guys.
And now for some of this delicious salmon blackberry porridge. Ow!
What's the matter?
It's a little too hot.
Ow! So's mine.
What are you, nuts? I'm not burning my tongue.
Such a smart little bear. I must have had the microwave set too high. Sorry, honey. Tell you what, let's take a walk in the woods. When we get back, the temperature should be just right.
What a splendid idea.
Can we go see the old den? I wanna see how my flowers are doing.
Sure, honey. What kind of flowers were they?
I don't know.
Ha ha! Very good, baby bear. See how easy? Just keep on pretending like that and you'll be up here.